Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I used to think it was Edgar Davids, isn't it? So I used to think, Davids, get me, I'm going to support Chelsea because of that. It's not until like a few years later, it was Melky, or innit?
Yeah, like, raw, this is not what I signed
up. You know what I'm saying? You feel me, man? I'm thinking, yo, where's the goggles and that, like?
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Beautiful Game Podcast. I'm with my right-hand man, Dej, and he's sitting on my left. What are you saying, my guy?
I'm good, my bro. Like, this is one of the happiest I've been on the pod, because, Dot, you know how long I've been waiting for this guest.
Bro, this one has been cooking.
Cooking, marinating.
It's mad because I don't want to put you on blast, but I remember a conversation that we had. And you're like, if we don't get this guest on, we failed in this project. Yeah. That was your personal mission.
Yeah.
Do you remember that, chat?
I did say that because we've had like a personal relationship from, you know, when they say knee height, it goes way, way, way back. So it's like, had to get this guest on. We came close a few times, but I think everything in life's about timing. When we were meant to get him on before, it was abroad, you know, but now, in the flesh, back in the UK. So let's get it started, man.
No, 100%. Before we introduce our guest, I just want to quickly plug the socials, @podcast_TBG on Twitter, @pod_TBG on Instagram, TBG pod on TikTok. Follow the TikTok because it's blowing up at the minute. We're getting millions of views over there. So give that a follow. Also, we're trying to build a community. I sound like a broken record, but I'm going to say it again. So we want to hear feedback from you guys. What can we do better? How can we improve? Any sort of feedback you give us in the comments on YouTube, we take it into consideration and we're going to try and respond to every single one of them. Dej?
No, I agree with you. Like, we've been messaging people back over the last few days. Love for the feedback for our previous episodes. And like, let's just keep it going. Let's keep building and growing.
Do you want to do the introduction? Because I feel like it's a bit distasteful, I think.
This is the first time I've done an intro, but I'm happy to be joined by, you know, a childhood friend, someone I've known for a long, long time, someone that's come from the ends and he's doing great things. I think he's a shining example for all of the young people in the end. So I'm going to welcome my bro, Ola Aina.
Don't know.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Bro, it's been a minute. We're talking off air, like just chatting, reminiscing about the old school days. Dad's Peugeot with the peach air freshener, taking us to school, talking about Chelsea, because you've been a lifelong Chelsea fan. So,
yeah, man.
Bro, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute, and I'm glad to be on the podcast with you lot, man. It's been a journey.
Bro, big journey. And obviously your first podcast as well.
Yeah,
so
my first one. I'm making my debut. But yeah, man, let's get into it. I'm looking forward to it.
How does it compare to your professional debut, making your pod debut?
More butterflies, you know. I'm actually seeing the cameras. You know what I'm saying? Seeing them.
Yeah, no wonder your leg is shaking.
You get me? debut. So I'm looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, this one's an interesting one, like, because we could start with the here and now. We can go way back. Mm. And I think, you know, we have to go way back.
Yeah.
Because obviously we grew up way back together, innit? Yeah. So just talk to us about your sort of upbringing? Because I think a lot of people think you're Nigerian.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're Nigerian, but you're born in that. Yeah, in terms of you're born in Nigeria kind of thing. Nah. So, like, just talk to us about growing up.
Obviously, origins are Nigerian. I was born and raised, get me, Southeast London, like yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, born here. And yeah, man, humble beginnings. Like the humble beginnings. What was it? St. Andrew's Close, like you said. Yeah. And yeah,
I was Milford, so that's like two blocks away.
You feel me? Yeah. So that's what it was, really, man. Nothing special. Get me, you knew the family. It was just us, mum, dad. How many bedrooms was it? Two bedrooms.
You, Michael.
You know what I'm saying?
And Jordan was popping along as well.
All the blocks are the same as well, you get me? So yes. Same layout and that. So yeah, man, just humble beginnings. And that's how it all started, really, innit?
Talk to us more in depth, because again, our families were close. We were I think one of the only ones on the ends that went to the same primary school.
Yeah.
So our parents used to work around shifts. So like when my mum and dad were working, it's like dad will take us to school when we talk about football, then vice versa. When your parents were working, my parents would take us to school. So what do you remember about those moments, like growing up?
Do you know what I remember? On them blocks, it was like it was really family orientated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Obviously, like my cul-de-sac was like two up from yours, innit? But
yeah,
the whole St. Andrew's Close, like it was just, you knew everyone, innit, along that way. You feel
Eddie,
me? You're getting Inca, Eddie, Inca, Bukola. Like just everyone was just very family oriented, and we all looked out for each other at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't really feel like I was ever in danger, you get me? If my mum had to go work, if my dad had to go work, and if it was at home alone, you get me? I always felt like I can go downstairs or across the road to knock for someone if there was trouble, you feel me? Yeah. So that's what I remember most from it, you get me? And obviously back then it wasn't as how the ends are now.
Yeah.
You get me? Man, we could play out until forever.
Yeah, we were
forever,
free, man.
You know
that
I'm
was
saying?
Like an island.
Bro, we could play out until whenever. Mum used to let me play out till late, you get me? And it was just calm because she just knew, like, if anything, you know what I'm saying, there's someone there to look after my son. And that's what I remember fondly of them times, though.
And if you had to say where your football journey started,
where did it
all begin for you? At what age?
So, I always kick ball, innit? In school, I kick ball, you know what I'm saying? But then when I left St. Andrew's Close,
because I didn't know you as a baller.
Yeah,
I just knew you as athletic. You could run, you were energetic.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I used to do the little skateboard thing. I don't know if you remember, but I used to do the little skateboard thing. But yeah, I think it was when I left Bermondsey. And then, because even when I left Bermondsey, I lived in Peckham for a year with my grandma.
Is it? Okay, I didn't
know
that.
I lived in Peckham for a year with my grandma, innit? Because I couldn't leave school. Wherever was getting, there was no space for me in it, so I had to do another year. So I was still going St. Joseph's, innit?
Okay, yeah, because I think I had left.
Yeah, you had left. Yeah, you had left. You had left. So I had to do, I still had to do another year. So I was in Peckham, innit? Because the family had already moved out from Bermondsey. So I was in Peckham, so I was still chilling, like, kicking ball in school, whatever. But in primary school, I was doing a lot of gymnastics. You know what I'm saying? I was doing gymnastics, man. That was my thing. I loved it. And then once I was able to leave that primary school and obviously join my family in Essex where we went, that's when I got into ball, innit? It was my cousin and my cousin's dad. They got me into ball. He thought we were playing the same age and that. I was like, I'm a year older than him. You get me? We got there. They're like, oh, they can't play with each other. Uncle's looking like, you get me? So, but anyway, that's when it started. So I'll say I was nine, innit?
Nine years old. That's when the football journey started.
Yeah, literally. Left the ends when I was eight. Came to Essex and at nine, and then that's when it started. Played for my local team.
So in terms of like a team, like what team did you start off with?
It was a team called LTD Comets.
Okay.
And where was it based? Grays. I think it was in Grays.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard of Grays.
Yeah, Essex. Grays.
Team in Grays. And
I was just doing it for fun. I can't lie to you. Like, I didn't know what ball was really, innit? Just playing with my friends and that. And yeah, that's what really happened.
Because I remember from young, you were like a Chelsea fan.
Yeah, so when your dad used
to take us to school, like John Terry.
Yeah, we were doing
like our match of the day analysis kind of thing, innit?
Yeah, obviously. Now, man became a Chelsea fan from young, you know. Like, I'll say like, maybe like five. And it was all because of... there was one player at Chelsea at the time. I think it was Melchior.
Mm. Oh, Mario Melchior with the dreads. Yeah.
I used to think it was Edgar Davids, innit? I'm going to support Chelsea because of that.
Yeah.
It's not until like a few years later, it was Melchior, innit?
You know what I'm saying?
You feel me, man? I'm thinking, yo, where's the goggles and that? But get me, I'd already picked Chelsea, and like Chelsea's just been my team ever since.
So obviously you're growing up, you've moved out of Bermondsey, you're now in Essex, living the high life. When did this football thing start becoming seriously?
Literally when I got scouted. Cause I didn't even, bro, we went to a tournament. So I think I just turned 10. We went to a tournament in Butlins, Bognor Regis, yeah.
Butlins,
fam. And like, remember we had the tournament there, and our team balled out. And at the end of the tournament, I remember like all the parents like coming up to my dad and that, like, fam, like your son's been scouted, like X, Y, and Z, fam, bear teams, I think it's like Southampton, Millwall, Tottenham, Chelsea, I think there was another team, but I can't remember, but there was Bears, innit?
Yeah.
Also, I'm hearing this, but I'm just like, bruv, you get me? I'm here with my guys now. I'm enjoying myself, innit? I'm not really thinking. So then after that tournament, obviously you got home and that, dad sat me down. I was like, bruv, like, these teams are onto you, like, you can actually join another team, because that's all I thought, that's all I knew, innit? Was that team. You know what I'm saying? I just thought, oh, playing for Chelsea is just the big boys, like I see on TV, you get me?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, he sat me down, was like, look, we got X, Y, and Z, you know what I'm saying? And then, get me, that's where it started to get serious, you know what I'm saying?
Mm, so how did you pick Chelsea? Was it like a no-brainer? Like, I'm a Chelsea fan, let's go, or, I know Pops is Tottenham, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, the story behind that is mad, you know? It's crazy. Okay, like, I remember, I was in the kitchen now, and like, obviously, there was, like I said, Millwall, Tottenham, Chelsea, Southampton, innit? So my dad's already thinking, bruv, like, that's all the others, Chelsea, Tottenham, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you get me? And, like, we looked at them, and, like, obviously, I'm a Chelsea fan, so I'm like, yeah, like, I want to go to Chelsea, dad, I want to go to Chelsea, you feel me? And at the time, like, dad was like, oof, it's far, you know? It's far, like,
Essex,
bruv,
to Cobham, innit?
To Cobham is a myth, bro. My dad was like, he can't do it. Obviously, he's a Tottenham fan. Tottenham's just down the road. You know what I'm saying? Well, not really down the road, but it's closer.
More local, yeah.
You get me? So he was like, fam, we're going Tottenham, innit? I was a bit sad, but I thought, bro, Tottenham's still all right, innit? So we chose to go Tottenham. And obviously, when we went on trial there, I just thought, okay, like, once you've picked, like, a team to go on trial for, everything's done, innit? So I'm really now focused on Tottenham, you get me? And yeah, and that's what happened. Went on trial there, and it was a mad thing, man, because we was on trial for like, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and within those 3-4 weeks, Chelsea was still belling my dad. Like, I still remember the guy, I think it was Darren Grace,
and Jim
Fraser. On to my dad, bro. Like, bro, bring your son here, like, we'll help you out, like, don't worry about the journey. You get me? My dad's a Tottenham fan, and he's just thinking, bruv, it's close, like I said. And then, anyway, come to the end of the 4-week thing. I'm supposed to sign for Tottenham now, innit?
Yeah.
I don't even think no one knows this story like that.
Okay, yeah.
It comes to him, bro.
Exclusive.
Yeah, exclusive. Hey, exclusive. This is pay-per-view, you know, I'm telling you. What's it again? So, yeah, we get to the end of it now, after training. And they're like, yeah, just wait outside the office, innit? Like, get the paperwork ready for your boy, innit? So let's say we're there at 12 o'clock, we're just sitting down, bro. Sitting there for hours, bro. Just seeing people walk past us, older youth players walk past us, coaches, parents, for about 3 hours, bro. Yeah. Man, I'm young, I haven't eaten anything. Like, I'm complaining to my dad, I'm hungry and that. And, like, obviously my dad's got up sometimes, like, yo, like, they said they want to sign my boy. Like, well, go on, like, what's happening? He's just getting them ones. Yeah, we'll get back to you. Bro, it's like 4 hours gone past now. And my dad's like, you know what, bun this, man.
What, so you just cut?
Cut. It's like, bun this. Took me, walked out, cut. And I remember, like, putting my stuff in a boot. And he's like, I'm calling Chelsea. Called Darren Grace, or was it Jim? One of the two. And was like, listen, Tottenham are out here messing up. Like, they said they're going to sign my man. They're just joking around, you get me?
So what did you hear back from Tottenham? Like, did they say what's going on? Or, like, that was the last conversation you had with them?
Bro, that was the last time I heard from Tottenham, heard from anyone from Tottenham. And they called Chelsea, and Chelsea was like, yeah, let's get him in, whatever. So I went the following week, bro. I didn't even do the 6 week thing. I think I'd done like a couple of days.
And they said, sign,
just get him in, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Quit on a quick thing, like, there's not trying any, no interference, you know what I'm saying? But I remember that little trial at Chelsea, it was good, man. We had a couple ballers there as well at the time, trialing at the same time. Things like you remember Reece Mitchell? You don't remember Reece Mitchell? No. Striker. He's a 95, he's a year older than me.
Okay, no.
But anyway. Yeah, I was even trialing with older kids and that. But it was sick, man. It was sick. And then Chelsea just took me on a quick thing, like they wasn't trying to delay it. You know what I'm saying? And then that's when it all started, man.
Wow, that's mad, isn't it?
That's crazy. So take us through that stage. Obviously, you signed for Chelsea. What's happening next?
So I signed for Chelsea and I'm still having fun, man. I'm a kid. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You go to Cobham 2 times a week, game Saturday. You know what I mean? Saturday or Sunday. No, wait. Game Sunday, sorry. So 3 times a week, whatever. And then, yeah, games on Sunday. You know what I mean? Like, I was actually living the life, man. I enjoyed it, man. I met some good people there as well. Like, Chelsea, like, really looked after us, man. They really looked after me throughout my years there. And, like, it was just fun, man. From, like, under 11s to about under 15s, like, bro, it was just fun. Like, I was just enjoying myself, just having fun with my friends every week, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And even the situation that my dad was panicking about the driving and that.
Yeah.
Fam, we only done it for maybe a season. And then after that, Chelsea patterned like a transport thing, innit?
Serious? So everyone, what, a train thing or
like? No, like a minivan.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
everyone in this area that's come around from this area, we have a link up point, all get into the van, go
there, Chelsea don't play games.
Come back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It wasn't just for our area, so there was different areas that were doing it for you, feel me? So that was even a good experience because I'm getting onto this minibus with like, I don't know, 10, 12 man. And it's just banter.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's bants, bruv. So, yeah, man, it was good. I'll say from under 11s to under 15s, maybe 16s, it was just all fun, man.
Because, like, bro, everyone knows about that mad Chelsea youth team.
Yeah.
Sunda, yeah. Clark, Sauter,
crazy,
Bolga.
Bro, crazy.
Everyone.
Crazy.
Even some Solanke, Tammy, Tomori. Like, talk to us about that, man, because that must have been fun. Like, everyone's gone to have, like, mad careers as well.
Yeah.
A brilliant career. So, like, talk to us about playing with them.
Yeah, that was, I don't know, that was a period of maybe, like, 3 years. I want to say 4 years. Where we was just dominating everything, bro. And it was fun. It was fun as well. You get me? I felt like I was a kid again.
Yeah.
Because we was going into games thinking, like, for sure we're not losing. You know what I'm saying? It was actually going into games like that. We're not losing these games, like. And it doesn't matter who we're playing. We're not losing. And, like, it was just sick because the roster was mad.
Yeah.
Bro. And, like, because like matches, you can like the players can float between teams, innit?
So yeah, under 15, 16,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
play up a bit. You get me? Yeah.
So when I was under 16s and that, I was floating with the youth team. You get me? So then those are the 95. And when it's youth team, it goes, I think it's strictly just year age, innit? So it's 95. You get me? I think so, innit? Something like that, anyway. So I was there playing with like Ruben.
Yeah,
off this cheek, then man there, like, obviously Frankie Dabo, there was bear man in that group, man. there was bare man. I can't even name names, but it was really good, man. And it was a dangerous period, bro.
Yeah, you guys were just winning everything. Europe, everything, FA Youth Cup, yeah, European. Man. Like, it was
crazy.
So what were you going onto the pitch thinking? We know, like you look around the change rooms, yeah. No problem.
Like, it wasn't even like cockiness. Yeah. Like that. It wasn't even cockiness. It was just like every player believed in, like, we all believed in each other, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And like, fam, like I said, for that 3-year span, 4-year span, like, in our teams, it doesn't matter who plays, you know what I'm saying? Even our bench, like, the people that are coming from the bench, bro, like, it's solid, bro. There's no weak link.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there's no weak link whatsoever. Someone getting subbed off, it's not like...
The quality drops.
It stays the same, bro. Yeah. Mm. Or it will get higher. Mm. Simple as, you know what I'm saying? So... Mm. We was just getting into games, just mashing up people, bro. Fam. Like, serious workings, bro.
Yeah.
Just mashing up everyone. I remember when I was eligible to play Youth Cup. So my first Youth Cup, I was a youngster, innit?
Yeah.
So I'm playing with, like, John Swift, Lewis Baker, Islam Farooz and that. And, like, that's where it started, fam. Started from there. So I was playing now and... I was playing as a schoolboy, innit?
Yeah.
So I was 16. These men were 17, innit? Some turning 18, I think. And that was my first year of, like, proper youth team football, you get
so
me?
So did you feel, like, the physical, like, difference in that? Or, were you a ringer?
I was a ringer, bro. I can't lie to you. I was a ringer. Obviously, there were some times where some 18-year-olds were hefty, innit?
Yeah.
You get me? But, like, I could hold my own, you feel me? And it was, that season was strange because... I was playing, like, if it weren't Youth Cup, I was playing my own age group, under 16s, innit?
Okay,
so I weren't even, like, playing, like, the youth league. So I thought, feck, I was behind, man. And my peers were playing youth league and Youth Cup, you know what I'm saying? Like, Charlie Colkit, Connor Hunt, Jeremy Bolger, them man were playing, innit? So I used to think I was behind, but then every Youth Cup, man's in the squad, fam. Man's playing. It was weird. Not playing the league, but playing Youth Cup.
So why do you think that was? Did the coaches explain it to you? Or?
Nah, at the time, no one explained it to me. And as I am, you get me? I just get on with the work, man. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to stress myself. Yeah. Let me not stress you. I just get on with the work, you feel me? But it was a blessing in disguise, I suppose, because I was playing Youth Cup and that stuff's televised, bro.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What channel was it on? Was it like
I think it's ITV at the time,
yeah.
Innit? And, like, it was good, man. Got into the final as well. Did we lose? Yeah, we lost. We lost in the final to Norwich. They were sharp them time.
Okay, yeah.
They had the Murphy twins.
On both
wings. Them two were peak, bro. Them two were peak. Peak, man. And their captain was Cameron McGee. You know him?
He's still playing now, isn't it? I think I've heard the name.
He played for Norwich for a minute, but then obviously he left. He went Belgium a minute. But
okay, yeah.
He was an ex-Chelsea boy.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I remember that final. He was on smoke. Like, he wasn't joking, man. That's where it all kicked off that year.
And how was the atmosphere in that Chelsea team? Because obviously, like, speaking to people that come from academies, it's like dog eat dog sometimes. Like... I'm the right back. There's a backup right back. He's not taking my spot kind of thing. Mm. So how was that sort of dynamic in the Chelsea squad? None of that.
We didn't have it.
Yeah.
We didn't have it. Everyone was competitive though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But no one was like a hater.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Bro, you get haters.
Yeah, 100.
You get me? You get haters. But no one was a hater, man. Like I said, like, man wasn't playing the league games and that for the youth team. But come Youth Cup and stuff, you know what I mean? Man will play. You know what I'm saying? And I'm playing in front of, like, Fanketti.
Yeah.
Good bro, good player, good guy, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And he did not show me any animosity, bro.
No, I rate that.
And he's from the ends,
what's it, Croydon sides, isn't it? So,
yeah.
Is it Croydon sides? Yeah, four new sides, I think. I don't know. I can't remember. But, yeah, no animosity, man. You know what I'm saying? And for me especially, like, I rated that from him, innit? And I'll always be his, like, I'll always, you know what I mean, have respect for him because, it's so easy to have some animosity because I'm younger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's older than me. You get me?
Of course.
Bro, he always used to encourage man, like, you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't like he didn't play, you get me?
Sometimes he still got his minutes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. So it was good, man. It was like that throughout the whole team.
Yeah, so we want to sort of fast forward to like making your debut.
Yeah.
So talk to us about that, because I know before then there was a chance you were going to leave.
Yeah,
and I think
yeah.
Conte came in and he signed a new thing.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Like, talk to us about your thinking behind wanting to leave before he came in.
Do you know what it was? Because it was like, I think I was getting to like 18, 19 and I was progressing well, man. Like, I was progressing really well. And like, Jose, I like, obviously took a bit of a liking to man, brought me on the end of season tour. With the first team and like, so I was feeling a bit like, maybe I can kick on, man. Obviously, them times no one was really pushing into first team.
Yeah, it was only like much. JT at that time. Everyone, JT.
I think Lewis Baker had a bit of something. Get me, Josh McEachran
had a few
with Ancelotti. Yeah. But like, when Jose came, it was, you get me. You know Jose, man. We're winning, fam. He doesn't care how he's winning, bro. So he took a liking to man, obviously, and then that season, I didn't play. And then after that, Conte came in it. And my contract was done. And I just thought, getting into Chelsea's looking long. Like, and I was already feeling myself, you get me? I wanted to just play, you feel me? So like, was floating with the idea of like leaving and stuff. And
what teams were like interested? I think Liverpool were being linked to that time.
I think not Liverpool.
Okay.
I had Dortmund.
Yeah.
There was a little something there. I can't even remember too tough, but I remember Dortmund. But just because like I was young, you know what I'm saying? Especially in England, these clubs would have known, man. So I think I could have gone anywhere, you get me?
Yeah.
And M was on fire as well. you know when you're young and you're raring? Yeah. Not saying he's not like that now, because it's fantastic now, but get me, he was raring, feel me? So I feel like I could have just jumped anywhere, you feel me?
Tottenham didn't come back in now?
I don't know, you know. You have to ask my dad.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe. I don't know, man. Maybe, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But... yeah, so them times, yeah, M was earning his stripes, innit? It was at base at the time, base soccer, innit? Yeah. It was part of base. So I felt like I could go anywhere, you know what I mean? But then I think, so Conte came in and the conversation just changed straight away, like, want him to be part of the team, like, if he can, he'll get some minutes and that. And it was good, man. It was a good, like, discussion, negotiation. And the bread was out, fam. The bread was good, man. I can't lie. For my age, the bread was good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because I know Chelsea look after their players, innit? They really look after
them. Hey, very well, bro. Yeah, I don't know how it is now, but back then, yo.
That money is sweet, though.
So, end up signing it. And it turned out to be a good season, man. I can't lie. Even though I didn't play that much, I think I played like six, seven games in total. It was a good season, man. We had good youngsters in the team, and the team was a good team, and we won the league that year. Dominic Solanke, Nathaniel Chalobah,
yeah,
us five. Was there any more?
Mad,
but us five, us five. It was sick. But then we had other like fairly young players like Batshuayi, Victor Moses was there.
Hello, Nige boy.
You know what I mean? So it was sick, man. It was sick, bro. It was a good season, man. Crazy, crazy, crazy personalities. Like obviously, Hazard was there still doing a mad thing that season. I think that was that season he done that crazy goal against Arsenal.
Yeah, when he beat like, is it the one?
He beat like three, four man. Who was it,
Keshawney?
Coquelin tried something. Keshawney got the little shimmy.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
how was he?
Who, Eden?
Yeah.
Brazy, bro.
What, the best you've seen?
I think so.
Wow.
I think so. Mm. Like, yeah, man. In training, like.
So how is he, like, as a player? Because a lot of people talk about, I don't know, I think, like, was it Mikel that said that this guy is just too chill? Like,
super chilled, bro. Yeah. You can't let, he's going to do what he wants. But to be honest, he can, man, because he was producing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, man, will just come, you get me? Training and that, I don't even think I've seen him break a sweat in training. Like,
seriously,
you know what I mean? I swear down, he was just so calm, composed. Try press him, he'll just give you a little something, pass it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah. You know what I mean? And Like, if you didn't know who Eden was and you was watching the training sets, you'll say, bro, this guy, fam, was big time. Like, well, go on, like, you know what I'm saying? But then on the pitch, it will really show you well, go on, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And that's what he done in his whole time at Chelsea, to be honest. So
the managers kind of give him, like, an allowance, because you know at clubs, they'll be like, this guy's clear. You can kind of, we'll allow a little bit of room for you to, like, be you, kind of thing.
Yeah, but, I wouldn't know, innit? You know what I'm saying? But I feel like managers just knew what they were going to get with Eden, you know, you get me? So it was just a thing like what are you going to say?
Yeah.
You know what you signed up for. This is how he is. You get me? So.
So in terms of his career, obviously, like, I know you know him and stuff. Mm. Obviously, he's a free agent right now. I know he got released from his contract from Real Madrid. So are you surprised to see how his career sort of manifested, or?
Yeah, I think everyone is, man, because like I said, fam, mad talent. And even before he came to Chelsea, he was badding it up in Lille, man. So it was a surprise, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean, man, these things happen in ball, man. You get me? I'm just happy for him that everyone knows how sick he is. It's not a thing where it's like he's been hyped up and he hasn't.
You know what I'm saying?
Everyone knows how sick he is. So it's just like, it's unfortunate what happened at Madrid, you get me? But Eden's, bro. Eden is Eden, bro. You know what I'm saying? So smart. I don't think, obviously he was surprised what happened at Madrid, but I don't think anyone can ever say, oh, he's a flop. Like, he's not, man. He's just unlucky.
Because he had injuries as
you know
well
what I mean
stuff.
It's just unlucky, man.
So yeah, you said you were under Jose Mourinho, and again, where on this side of the fence people say, you know what, his man management's expired now, he doesn't have to treat the modern day player. Obviously he used to do well with the old school players, like they used to. What was your experience like dealing with Mourinho?
For me personally, I had a good experience with him. It was only one time I had a bad experience, and I thought, bro, this guy, fam. You know what I mean? This guy, man. But, like.
What? So, what happened then?
What happened? Who was going to speed past that, you know? What was it? We went on pre-season tour, innit?
Yeah.
We was playing New York Red Bulls. That was when Thierry Henry was there.
Yeah.
And, like, what was it again? Second half now. He said, yeah, we're going to make a change, innit? Ola, you're coming on. So I come on, yeah? And it just wasn't clicking on my side, innit? You know what I mean? It just wasn't clicking. I think it was 2-0 up. And come out at half time. And the right, it just wasn't clicking,
so
man.
So what is it? Is it baggy touches? Is it getting ripped? Like what's
even
happening?
I wasn't getting ripped. So I can never, now. Nah, that one there. Nah, man. Can't be getting violated. But I think it was just like passes and like, it just wasn't flowing down that side, you get me? So like, he subbed man off, bro.
So you got
subbed off, bro. And I think I played like, maybe like 10 minutes, 15 minutes in that second half.
Yeah.
You get me? So like, I see my number, and I'm on the far end. And obviously the rules these times, you can't just the embarrassment I felt, Lord, and I thought, feck, this guy's done me dirty, man. Like, it's a pagan, like, I'm gonna get me. So I'm running, I'm trying to run fast as well, because I'm, you know them ones. I was actually shocked, like, my name, man, you're seeing people like this.
It's you.
You get me?
You're looking behind you.
You know them ones. It's you, it's your number, it's not a mistake, it's you. You know what I'm saying? It's you. So like I'm there jogging over and like sprinting and that. And I'm thinking, okay, when I get to a touchline, he's gonna be like, don't worry, man, like, it's calm. So I've ran past him, he's just like this, looking forward. Like he doesn't acknowledge me coming off the pitch, innit? So I'm walking to the bench now. And the whole bench is doing the same thing. I'm thinking, yo, you man, I'm a young G, like I'm a young boy. I think I was like 17. You man, I'm young, man. Like, give me something, like, you get me. And then I think it was like, Aspilicueta, and I was like, don't worry, man, it's calm. Gary Cahill was like, it's calm, man. And then the sporting director come up to me after the game. Because me and him, we had a decent relationship.
Who's at the time? Michael?
Michael Emiliano, you get me. So we had a decent, he's Nigerian. Come up to me, he was like, listen, man, don't worry, man. It was a tactical thing, you know what I'm saying? It's not that you play bad. He just needed it to flow down that side. It's calm. It's like, bro, like, why didn't you chat to man then? Like, it's like, it's Jose, innit? What are you gonna do? Like, it's Jose. You get me? And then yeah, that was the only bad experience I had for him. But then after that, everything was calm, man.
So you say he's a good man manager?
Me personally, I think he's good, man. Mm. You know what I'm saying? He'll tell you as it is. If you don't like it, you know the door is, innit?
I'm gonna copy and paste Dej's question. But I'm going to ask you about Antonio Conte because he's another one that comes under scrutiny about man management, the toxicity that we saw at Tottenham. Mm. So, like, how was your experience with him?
Fantastic as well, bro.
Serious?
Yeah, even when I bucked him in Italy, like, come up to me and like, good, like, how are you, whatever. And then, but no, he was good, man. He was another one, like, he's not going to, like, can you swear on this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's independent.
He's not going to bullshit you, innit? You know what I mean? Sorry, like, he's not going to bullshit you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I remember, like, in that season, you got all the young ones around him. He's like, listen, boys, like, you man are training fantastic week in, week out and that, but if it was down to me all the time, you get me? Like, I'll put you man in, I'll play you man. But like sometimes you get me hierarchy and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like he didn't bullshit it, man.
So who was that? Like in terms of like who was that coming from? The owner?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't ask questions.
He just said like I got to play these players.
Yeah. It's just like so some players that actually have to play and like.
So who were players at the time in your position that might have?
My position. So right back, I had. Was it Ivanovic still about?
Yeah.
And then on the left side, we had Marcus Alonso. Actually, no, it was Victor Moses.
Yeah,
and he was firing.
He was
on the right, because that's where
Conte
brought the three at the back thing to the Prem. You get me? So.
Sorry, just to interject, Ola, I swear, like, there was a defeat, I think, against maybe back to like Arsenal, Liverpool. Then he changed the system to three at the back.
Yeah,
but. Was there like a clear the air talk?
Yes, there was, man. I remember. So the pre-season. The pre-season when he came, I remember like obviously JT and I think he knew it was gonna be his last season and stuff. Oh, but some of the older players were like, fam, we had a few tight like training sessions where we were doing three and that. I remember JT was like, he went to him innit on a calm thing, not like on an Aggie thing, like, boss, like, fam, I can't lie to you. I think it's gonna have to be a four, innit? Like we know you play three, but man, they're more comfortable with a four, innit?
Yeah.
And like, personally, I thought he was going to be like, nah, like, I want to do the three in it. Conte was like, yeah, like, you get me. If you man are comfortable with the four, we'll do it. So he done the four until it wasn't, it wasn't banging anymore. You know what I'm saying? And then when it didn't bang, he said, listen, you lot, we're doing the three. And everyone took to that because it's like, you've listened to what the players want, you get me. So it's only right. We try your thing and bruh. Try this thing and this system was peak, bro. No, boy, people in the Prem were baffed.
Yeah, bro.
They were baffed, bro. Because it was like the first time really, you know what I'm saying, with the three.
So what is it about the system that like bamboozled opposition, would you say? Like what? Where did you get that advantage?
Bro, in England, like you didn't really see it. That's just where it was, you know what I'm saying? And like, especially on the sides, there was always an overload for teams, innit? And they would just be baffed, bro. And there was patterns. He told us patterns, innit? Let me not bear out his thing, but you get that. I remember their patterns, innit? Yeah. And it was such a simple pattern, bro. Players couldn't cope, fam. Like, other teams couldn't cope. And I think that's just where it was, you get me? But then, yeah, it was just sick, man. It was sick. And the thing is that everyone bought into it. You know what I mean? The whole team bought into it. I remember, man. The whole team bought into it and it just worked. And that's what won us the league that year, innit?
Yeah, so like going forward, obviously, I know after that you had the season on loan at Hull.
Yeah, so
you went with Tomori.
Yeah.
So talk to us about that.
That was another fun season, man. Tomori, I was there with Tomori and Michael Hector.
Yeah.
Sick, man. And those boys at Hull, good bunch of boys, man. Who's there? David Myler.
Oh, yeah, the Irish one, David
Myler. Who else did we have? Jared Bowen.
We
had some good players, man. Was it John Torrell? I don't know if you remember John Torrell. He used to be at Arsenal.
You know what?
I think the name rings a bell. Rings a bell.
Terrell. Who was our strikers? Nwadiko.
Diomandi.
He played in Hull a couple of times with Hull in the Premier League, innit? And who else? We had ballers, man. There's a couple of players that left, though, just before the season, like Andy Robinson.
He left
just before. There was one other brother, man. I can't believe I forgot his name. He was cold, man. Ginger guy. Tall midfielder. I can't believe he just left before. But anyway, yeah, man, it's a good team, man. Mm. So it was sick. That season was good. Obviously, it was my first loan as well.
Yeah.
First loan, so it was
proper. Is that when you felt like a man? Like, I'm a pro now.
Man, I got like 40-something games out of that season or something like that. Got my first professional goal from that season. So it was really good, man. Sick.
So obviously, you had that fantastic loan spell. When you went back to Chelsea, what was the conversation?
So, yeah, I had, after the whole season, like, I knew, like, I'd done all right, but I knew, like, I still had a bit more to go, man, to develop, you know what I'm saying? Maybe not physically or technically, but, like, I just needed to, you know what I mean, brush up a bit, man. I need to polish up a little bit, you get me, and get, like, some consistency, because I was having, like, maybe, like, 3 good games, and I'll have, like, 5 or 4 like meaty games, you know what I'm saying? So I knew I had to
work
to get that. But
that's
that
typical
right.
for a youngster.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You get me. So I went back to Chelsea and I thought, oh, maybe I'll get a little something. I don't know. Maybe I could get in the team again. Wasn't happening, fam. Because I think at the time, I think it was, what's his name? The Italian brother.
Zappacosta.
No, the coach.
Conte.
Was it Conte? Conte left, man. It was the other one that came from Napoli.
Sarri.
Oh, yeah.
Sarri. And he wasn't having it. He wasn't having me, bro. Not one bit.
Why? Did he tell you?
No.
How do you know he wasn't having you? Like, what's the...
Like, what was it again? Like... I remember we was talking about like what's happening for pre-season. Is Ola gonna is he gonna be with the first team again? Whatever. Slow replies from everyone, fam. Oh, we don't know. We'll let you know, like, bro. This is my parent club. What do you mean we'll let you know? Like, you know what I'm saying? And then I remember it got to like pre-season, and like I wasn't training with them, man, innit. So I was like, oh shit. First week, second week. You got the picture by the second week, innit?
Yeah.
So, okay, cool. Start looking for clubs or whatever. I thought I'd done all right in the champ the previous season. Mm. But I thought, oh, maybe I'll get a little...
Yeah. Cup games and...
I thought my next loan would be like a little, I don't know, newly promoted to Premier League or something. Maybe, you feel me?
Yeah.
Premier League weren't having me, fam. None of them teams weren't having it. So that really knocked, man, innit? I really thought, oh, I need to work, like. You're not there yet, you feel me? Mm. Couldn't even get a newly promoted team. So we look here, my agent's like, bro, it's only like champ, you know, Derby and that, QPR. Like, I think, Villa got promoted. But anyway, them champ teams there. And then he come with Torino. Mm,
that's a random.
It's a random thing. But it's like, bro, that you're basically playing Prem in Italy, like. You're going to be playing against Juve and them, AC Milan and them, man. So he's telling me. And I was excited because I always wanted to learn a new culture and whatever. But then I was shook because I was like, fam, I don't want to go to Italy. Like, like, my mind was fixed on that, innit? So, yeah, that's what happened after the whole season, man.
So you went on loan to Torino, and that's like a complete different culture, lifestyle. So going out there, were you by yourself? Were you with fam? Like, how did you integrate?
It was a complete change, man. Like, I remember when we agreed to doing it. I met the coach in Liverpool because they had a pre-season game against Liverpool, innit? He's telling me this, like this and that. Like, I think you're going to be this. Like, I want you to be a main player, whatever. Like, it was all the good things, innit? In my head, I was thinking, bro, man, I don't want to play for you. Like, it's, get me. Like, it's just, my head, my mind's not there, innit? shook, bro. Like, I remember the journey up there. Like, I didn't talk to my agent, really. Didn't really chat to my dad. But I was doing it, innit?
You get me? So what made you do it then?
Because it was just, like, sacrifice, innit? Mm. You know what I mean? And I think the only thing that kept me, like, okay was that it was a loan. Mm. I always knew, okay, after this 1 year, I'm going back to Chelsea anyway. You know what I mean? So I was doing it. Obviously signed and that. And like, I think for the first 4 days, I was in the hotel with my dad, innit? And then after the third day, my agent left, because my agent stayed as well for a bit. He left because he had to go do other deals and whatnot. Yeah. My dad stayed for 2 more days. Once my dad left, that thing touched me, bro.
Yeah.
That was the first time in ages I thought, feck, maybe I can cry, you know? I swear, man, maybe that, I can cry. Like, I was, bro, it was hard. New country, like, I didn't really know, obviously, you don't know the language, don't know the people. I was just eating hotel food. I wasn't even trying to explore, like, you know what I mean?
So you're just staying in the hotel kind of thing?
Stayed in a hotel, man, until, like, for, like, 2 weeks. I was just in a hotel, you get me? But then, obviously, gradually, just getting comfy with everyone, just getting more confident in myself, started walking out and that. You know what I'm saying? Getting lost and that. Didn't know how to get back because I can't speak the language. But it was good, man. I think I needed it for myself as well, personally, to just see how much I've grown as a person.
And what did you learn? What are your key takeaways?
I learned that I can look after myself. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, what was I? I think I just turned 21. Mm. So, like, I knew that I could look after myself and I could go out of my comfort zone. You know what I mean? So that's what I took from that first season.
Mm, so how did the first season go? Because I know that was basically your best season there. So talk to us about that.
It was sick, man. Once the game started coming, bro, I felt alive, man. And it was, like I said, it was my best season at Torino that I think anyway to date. One, because of the coach as well. And two, It was just new and everything was just new, you know what I mean? New culture, new everything. So it was sick and the coach had mad faith in me. If I had a shit game, I knew next game I was playing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's one of them ones. So I think that's what it was, man. The coach gave me mad confidence, bro.
I think a coach is the main thing in football. Yeah,
gave me mad confidence. And obviously, like, he had clocked me from the year before, the year we won the league at Chelsea, innit? Because he was the manager at Watford.
Yeah.
I played one game against Watford as well, and he said that he likes me that game. So
talk to us more about, like, the culture in Italy, because obviously we're in England, all we know is Prem. So, like, how is it in the stadiums, the atmosphere, the fans, that kind of thing?
The atmosphere is crazy, bro. Mad flares and that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Always hearing drums, like, the loud drums, big bangs, like... They proper live and breathe football out there, you understand? And the atmosphere is like, I feel like, I don't want to get backlash from this, but I feel like it's a little bit better than England, you know?
Yeah.
I think there's only certain, like, stadiums in England that give you that, Liverpool and that, maybe, I don't even know, who else? Mm. It was in England.
Yeah, maybe like United. Crystal Palace, you know, Selhurst Park. Crystal Palace,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
St. James's Newcastle. Yeah. I think they will give you that equivalent. But in Italy, it's like every game, every supporter is like that. You know what I'm saying? So it was mad, bro. Crazy, crazy. And it's good to play in, man.
Yeah.
It's good to play in, even though sometimes it could be hostile if you're playing away, but it's still sick. I thrive off of things like that.
Yeah, so like even now, speaking to someone that plays out in Italy and... they were sort of telling me that just say if the team's not performing well, the ultras will come to the training ground and say, boys, sort yourself out. Or else.
It's a long day there, you know. The fans have a say somehow, you know.
So serious?
Yeah, it's a long... I had a couple at Torino.
What, a training ground or
training ground outside the stadium. We've had a couple, fam.
What, in terms of like... So what actually happened?
Like, I think it was an away game. Mm-hmm. It was my second season there. And we was doing it. It was bad. It was a bad season, innit? And this away game was also bad. So obviously, we're coming back now. on the bus in it, just thinking it's coming, it will come back, getting our cars off. If you see all of the fans waiting, I mean, and it wasn't, we didn't arrive early, you know, it's like a 2 o'clock in the morning thing.
Jeez.
If you see them waiting outside of the main gate where the bus goes, flares and that, bury them. All like this. Straight face. And it's not only man them, there's always gal there. There's gal there, fam. Doing the same thing. didn't let the bus through. And obviously we have police escort. Police couldn't do nothing.
Too much,
the police, they were just behind. They was watching. They couldn't even move them.
Yeah.
Bruh. Just see one big guy come through the crowd, fam. Knocking on the window. Bus driver trying not open the door.
What?
You see how they pressured him through the glass, bro. Open the door. Let's speak to Bellotti. That's the captain. Need to speak to Andrea. Bro, we was there for like a good 30 minutes. Captain's trying to explain, like, oh, get me, it's football. Sometimes it's like this. They're not having it. They're chanting, singing and that, bro. Madness. Anyway, eventually they let us in and that. Mm-hmm. And like, but it's just been bare. There's been bears, man. There's been periods where we haven't played well and like we don't get to go home in it. We have to go to the hotel. So it's training ground, hotel during the week. So it's like we're not getting home, you feel me? So let's say the game's Saturday, but we'll be in a hotel from Wednesday.
Wow.
Or like Thursday, you get me?
Yeah.
So that's how it is in Italy, man.
Yeah. They totally don't
play.
Yeah.
No, they don't play, man. They don't play. Did you hear the story about I think it was 2 seasons ago, Napoli? I think it was even this season about Sampdoria, or was it Genoa, one of those teams. Bro, they wanted their owner out. I think it was Sampdoria. They want their owner out. They sent a pig's head to the training ground. Yeah. Said if you don't leave, it's your head next.
Jeez. Bro, these ultras, man.
Bro, they don't play.
Napoli, but as a player, do you feel like inspired or is are you thinking it's too far? Nice. It's like, come on, man. It's cool, man.
I remember the first time it happened to me, I thought, feck, this is long, man. This is football. Like, I understand you're upset, but come on, man. You're not going to die, like, if your team, you know what I mean? But as you, obviously, you put yourself into that culture, you start to understand and learn why they're so passionate, you know what I mean? So sometimes I hear it. Sometimes they go overboard, innit? But I actually hear why. You get me? So, yeah, man.
So you've played in like the Turin derby.
Yeah.
Played against Juve.
Yeah.
Talk to us about playing against Cristiano Ronaldo.
Crazy, bro. My first year when I done it was crazy. Because, yeah, when I went there, that's when he went Juve, innit? So he's just coming back. He's just coming from Madrid, man. This is, get me, CR7, bro.
Yeah,
This
is a glow up.
On my side. I said, hey, I'm getting good pictures this game.
What honor did you tell the man to watch? I'm going to have him on Smash. I'm
going to do a number on
him. Hey, listen, to be honest, he didn't dopping me up that game, innit? I think it was one time he must have bust a step over and it was sharp, innit?
Yeah, you know.
Like, I said, raw. But luckily, like, my teammate was close, innit? Yeah. So he didn't look too mad. Yeah. But playing against Ronaldo, sick, man. Proper professional, like.
Mm.
And obviously he was coming to the back end of his, he was getting a bit older, innit? Mm. So he wasn't really like the tricky, the flary, but his movement was there, bro.
Still in the mind.
All in the mind, bro. And what I clocked from that game is that, bro, he doesn't move for no reason.
Okay.
You get me? When he moves, he's moving for a purpose.
Efficiency.
Yeah. You get me? He's not just going to move just to move, like. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And there's a couple movements, you do it in behind, he's there. You know what I mean? And then there's sometimes I think, like, why didn't you move? Like, maybe you could have got the ball. He doesn't do maybes, fam. He's moving when he's going to get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. And even that game, we thought we was going to win. It's 1-0 up and that. Come clutch, header, power, back post.
Typical Ronaldo.
You know what I'm saying? So he's always clutch, man. But it was sick, man.
What, so obviously, like, playing against him, in your opinion, would you say, like, Cristiano Ronaldo is probably the best player in football history?
In history?
Yeah. Or this generation, last 20 years.
Are we still putting Messi in there?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm a Ronaldo fan, yeah?
Mm.
So up until the World Cup just gone, I would say, like, yeah, man, I'm having Ronaldo all day long, innit? So at that time, fam, for me, Ronaldo was just, I don't know where it was, man. I think I like the fact that he worked for it. You get me?
Mm.
I think like it's good to be like have a good gifted like talent, you know what I'm saying? Like Messi. But just the way Ronaldo done it, like, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, it just appealed more to me, you get me? Because he worked for it, you get me? So, yeah.
Because I know he skipped a bit because obviously he went on loan, then he came back to Chelsea. So what was the decision making behind going back on a permanent deal? Like, and what other clubs are interested at that time?
Bro, I found out when I was going on loan to Reno. Maybe it was just me because I don't bother people, innit? So I didn't bother my agent or Chelsea. But I found out, like, I don't know, maybe like October time of that season around my birthday, that they had a, what do you call it?
Clause or something.
Clause, innit? What's it? Option. Option to buy, innit? They had an option.
So you didn't know?
I didn't really know. I just thought it was a loan, get me? They had an option.
Don't kill me.
When I clocked, yeah, I said, yo, I've been bawling out, you know, these lot are going to get gassed and buy, man. You get me? Yes, I've been bawling out. I was thinking, yo, this could be. But by that time, I was already settled. I was comfy. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Manager was playing me. Mm. The manager had no plans to leave or be. Yeah, you get me? So I just thought, if they're going to buy me, I wouldn't mind. You know what I'm saying? I'll do another season or two and a cut again, innit? So yeah, that's what happened, fam.
Jeez, I thought it was that plan that you enjoyed. You thought, you know what? Might as well stay there.
Nah, fam.
Okay.
Nah, I didn't know there was a clause, bro. But I did enjoy it. Yeah. So it did, by the end of the season, it swayed me, you get me?
Mm.
And that did really make my decision easier, innit? Because even Chelsea were like, come back. After that season, Chelsea were like, yeah, but we want you back to come back, innit? And I was on a high, bro. I was like, bro,
yeah.
Am I going to be number one right back? They're like, nah, you'll be understudy, but you'll get games. I said, okay, listen, man. I've had a taste of this first team thing properly, like, every week in, week out. Like, I think I might stay in it. And then Torino done their thing, bought me in it. And that was it, man.
So we're going to probably fast forward to, like, this season.
Yeah.
Obviously, your last season at the club. Like, so how would you... I think you only played, what, like, 10 games?
Nah, I think I played, like, 16, 17...
10 starts.
10 starts, yeah. 10 starts, that's it. You know what, like... For the season I had, if I'm telling people about the season I had, they'll probably think, feck, you've had a rough season. It was tough for you, like, you should be stressed on that. But it was the complete opposite, man. I was so happy, I really enjoyed the team, the city, to the fullest, man. But the stats and the facts would show you it was an up and down season, man. Mm-hmm. You get me? It was an up and down season. I had my first proper injury that kept me out for months. Obviously, I'm coming to the end of my contract where it's like, I need to play games, so I need to put myself in the shop window, you know what I'm saying? Some performances were all right. I don't think I had a shit performance all season, but some were a bit. You get me? I'm real, fam. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was a couple performances where it was like, I'm looking back at it like, bro, can you bang balls? Like, you get me? But it was up and down, man. You get me? But I enjoyed it. Six season, like, in a whole, yeah. You get me? Football-wise, life-wise, it was really good, man.
Nadir, sir, very quickly, I just wanted to touch on your loan spot, Fulham. How was that, man? How was that?
That was sick as well, man.
Yeah, how was the dressing room?
Man, sick, man. One of the best I've been in as well.
Serious?
Yeah, man. Good players, good people.
Didn't you see the dressing room when they beat us at Anfield, man? Oh, I saw you at Bayern as well,
that,
man. Yeah.
That one.
Playing that Bashman, man.
Oh, my days. That win, yeah. That was probably our best win the whole season, man.
Yeah.
Ooh, Mo Salah. Like, I like Mo Salah. I like him, innit? Had to handle him that game, you know.
Yeah, he really pulled his neck. He really pulled his neck.
That game, I don't know what I was on, but Mo Salah knew about me, fam. You know what I'm saying? And I was happy with that game. Everyone was on 10. Like, everyone was charged, bro. So, and for us to, like, hold on, because it was 1-0, you know?
Yeah.
And we scored, like, it wasn't fairly late, you get me? I think it was in the second half? Yeah, it was in the second half, like, 50th. Fam.
Who banged it? Was it Decadova?
Nah, it was Lamina.
Lamina. Cracked, yeah.
Good. And like, Liverpool were still hot them times, you know what I mean? I was expecting them to score, I can't lie. That game, I was expecting them to score, fam. I was just waiting, because I was blowing, bro. I was blowing, fam. What? That man can pop the ball. That's when Trent was, he was doing a mad thing them times as well, like, with the delivery. He's still doing it, but... Mm. That was like the height of it. You get me? Woo! When I tell you that game, he was just putting it in. Quality as well. It wasn't like they were dead balls. So, but yeah, that season was really good, man. Mm-hmm. Even though we got relegated.
It was just nice to be back in England. Yeah, back it was on really, home soil and that.
Really good to be back in England. It was close to home. I felt like I needed it as well because I felt like... The season before that, I was losing my mind a bit out in Italy for various reasons, innit? So I felt like I actually needed to come back home for a bit. Just get me reset.
Yeah, and go again.
And then go again. Yeah. And that's exactly what happened. So yeah, man, it was all right.
So in terms of like Torino, obviously I'm going to talk about a serious topic in Italy, like racism. Like you normally see like Romelu Lukaku have his issues. Obviously, it's in Spain. It's here as well. It's prevalent in the UK. So it's like a universal issue.
Yeah.
But obviously, you see a lot of attention get put in Italy.
Yeah.
So what would you say about the racial stuff in Italy?
Obviously, it's there, isn't it? And it's evident. It's peak. Let me just say it like that. It's peak, isn't it? My time, though, I ain't get no racial thing.
Serious?
Yeah, didn't get it from any other clubs, didn't get it from, you get me, sour supporters, I didn't get that, man, so I can't really talk too tough on it, because I haven't experienced it, but obviously looking at other players that have had it, Lukaku, like you said, I think Balotelli had it again, Moise Keane, it's not good, man, and I don't want to, Italy's a good place, man, it is a good place. I just think they're not educated on it. Let's be real, innit? I don't really think they like will be in it. And that's, you get me. No one's, that's each to their own. You feel me? But I think that's what it boils down to, innit? The education on racism out there.
So like in the city and that, so you felt safe, calm, like you're one of the people. I was calm.
But I feel like for every football team. So if you played for AC Milan, if you're in Milan, you'd be calm, man. You get me? You're playing for Milan, you get me? You're one of them. You feel me? I think it's obviously when you start going away, getting crunching out. That's when the fans start getting confident. You know what I mean? Yeah, because, bro, nothing's really going to happen to them, innit?
Basically, to them, it's like having fun. They're just going to...
You get me, fam?
Chuck out really, abuse.
You get me? Nothing's going to happen to them. So I feel like... You know what I mean? It was just keep happening. But thank God, it didn't happen to me. Thank God.
No, thank God, bro.
Because I don't know what I would have done. Personally, I don't know.
Yeah, so Ola, obviously, moving on. Obviously, now, let's talk about the here and now. What's the current situation?
Free agent. And I'm waiting, but I'm not waiting. If that makes sense. Like, obviously, I had some... offers during the season and stuff. Without saying too much in it, but like, you get me? I'm a free agent, man. And just see what happens, really, man. You get me? I'm a strong believer in what's meant to be is meant to be. You get me? I feel like if something's not in my control, I can't, why stress about it? You get me? And at the end of the day, it's God's plan, innit? What God wants to do, he'll do, so... I just have, that's where my confidence is, you get me? God knows what's going on, innit? Let me just leave it to him, you feel me?
I know you mentioned offers. I know it's public knowledge that West Ham had a bid, I believe, last summer, sort of turned down.
Yeah.
I know they were in for like you and Aaron Wan-Bissaka, I remember. So during that time, were you kind of like pushing for a move? Like, listen, I want to like back to ends. This is local, you know?
Works, man.
Yeah, so like, what was the conversations that you were having with Torino? Were you kind of like saying that? Yeah. Listen, obviously, this is a good opportunity for me.
Do you know what it was, man? When they made that offer, it was deadline day, innit? But we had already started our season. So when that offer come in, it was on our we had a game that day when it came in, innit? In the evening. So it was weird. Even if something was to be pushed, like I would have had to say, and we was away to Atalanta. So I would have had to be like, oh, like, gaffer, I'm not gonna play in it. I was starting that game as well. So it just would have looked mad, innit? It was just the timing was just wrong, I think, personally. The timing was wrong when West Ham came in.
Did you want to go, like, so what was your headspace at that time?
When I heard West Ham, I was on the blower. I said, yo, M, are you seeing this? Because I don't know if you're seeing what I'm seeing, innit? You get me?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm seeing it. I was going to call you, blah, blah, blah. But obviously, you had the game, whatever. Like, what are you thinking? So, fam, if they can do something quickly, like, get man out there, you feel me? Like, it's quick, like, you know what I'm saying? The game's in the evening. Fam, before evening comes, you get me? Even if I have to pay my own thing, I'll be off, bro. And he was like, okay, cool, I'll let you know, whatever. Obviously, he presented it to the club and that. And the club were just like, listen, bruv, we want 10 M's or more for him. If you don't have that,
it's not happening.
It's not happening. And I'm thinking, bruv, how can they say this like that? I'm in my last year, you know. You know what I'm saying?
I already
told them, listen, like, it's been great, Jane. I don't think I'm going to sign again. I think it was like 8.6.
Solid
just
offer.
1.4 off. Compromise, isn't
it? I think it was 8.6. West Ham were ready to slap it. Bro, take that, fam. You get, I was like, take it. Well, go on. They were like, nah, man. We really want our 10 back or more. Or just leave it in it. So then that was it. I was just like to my agent, listen, man, there's no point of trying to do something, man. It's just going to disrupt, you get me? It's deadline day as well. I've got a game this evening. I can't lie, I want to do well in it. That game, got dragged half time. Got dragged, fam. Gave a pen away.
Is that because your head was on that West Ham move?
I weren't thinking of it, bro.
Was David Moyes pushing? Like, listen, we need to get Ollery.
I don't know, man. I just left it to my agent to do. You get it? Because I had a game, you feel me? But I got dragged that game, fam. Yo, that game, I don't know what happened, fam. Because I wasn't actually thinking of it.
Yeah,
okay.
Because so I had, because before the West Ham thing come in, I'd already thought, okay.
It's that kind of thing, man.
Get me? The window's closed, fam. Let me just focus on Torino, innit?
Yeah.
And that's how I am. But I had a stinker in it. Dragged, man, fam. Dragged, man. I was on that bench. I was thinking, yeah, man. Maybe I should have just pushed it, you know. You get me? But it's where it is, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
So, but it's weird because obviously now you're available on a free.
Yeah.
So surely West Ham must be thinking, like, we've saved some peas like 12 months later.
Yeah.
So has there been any talks with West Ham?
It's techie, man. I don't even... When is this coming out?
This is coming out not this Monday, next Monday.
I can't say too much, but it's techie, innit?
Yeah.
You know how football is, man. There's a lot of things that are obviously changing and stuff. There's a lot of things changing, so it's hard to gauge when and where something could happen, you know what I'm saying? So that's all I can say right now on that one.
Okay, so in terms of like interest from clubs, is there clubs in England, Italy, like what?
Yeah, there's a few, man. There's a few interests in that. Decent ones.
What, Prem level?
Yeah, there's a couple Prem. Couple, and then abroad, get me? Like, I've been abroad for, 4 or 5 years. So the market's booming abroad. So
what's your like preference?
I want to come back home, man. I think everyone knows that, man. I want to come back home because I just want to... You get me? I've enjoyed the whole European thing.
You've done your stint. Yeah, you've done your time.
And like, I've enjoyed it, you get me? But I just want to do the Prem thing for a bit, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, man, that's what I want. God's plan might be different, innit?
Because I've heard Fulham as well. So apparently...
I don't know how concrete that one is, innit?
Yeah.
Personally, I don't know, man.
So in terms of like everyone or the fashion right now, the trend is Saudi. Chasing that Saudi bag, then chucking, you know, Ronaldo, Benzema, Kante.
Yeah, like,
players in Bali.
Ruben Neves in his prime. Yeah. So like, is that something you'll consider at this moment?
Me?
Yeah.
Fam, you see the bread thing, yeah? It's so tempting, innit? Like, if it was to... If they were to offer me Sai again, I think I'll turn it down. It would be so hard to, though. I won't lie to you, man. It would be so hard to, but I think I would turn it down because I still got ambitions, you feel me?
Yeah.
And like, I'm not saying that whoever's gone don't have ambitions, you know what I'm saying? But me personally, there's still things that I want to, you know what I mean, like achieve for myself and, you know what I mean, in the game, really.
Obviously, I want to just move on a little bit and speak about the here and now in terms of Chelsea. Obviously, like, they've got new owners that have come into the door. Obviously, we know that you're a lifelong Chelsea supporter. And recently, I think it's probably fair to say that the club hasn't been ran that well so far under the new ownership. And obviously, like, a player that's come through the Chelsea Academy, Mason Mount, has left to join Manchester United. Yeah. What's your thoughts on that, bro?
Fam, if you saw the season, obviously, that he's had, it just seemed like it was inevitable, wasn't it? Even if it wasn't United, like, he was gonna bounce somewhere, you feel me? So, but I'm good on him, though. He's a player, can't lie, man. He's a player, and I didn't think Chelsea would let him go. But it's happened now, innit? He kept me. That's all I can say on that one, you know?
Like, as a ex-Chelsea player, do you think, like, the academy sort of prospects are, like, undervalued, underrated? Because I remember when Tammy sort of had a dope season, everyone still said, oh, we need a number nine. Yeah, other players, Tomori as well, didn't really get a fair shake at it. So it's like, it doesn't seem that the Chelsea youngsters are valued, in my opinion.
I think with them two, I'm not saying too much, but it's obviously politics, bruv. Because Tammy went in there.
On his team, 20-something. Yeah, bro.
And then in the season where he didn't play that much, I think he was still top goal scorer.
Yeah.
Without playing that much, you get me? So, like, everyone has their opinions, and I have my own opinions on it. Personally, I think it's just a bit of politics, you get me?
So is there, like, pressure from the above saying, oh, obviously, this person's been bought for 50 million, so this person has to be in the starting 11?
I don't know, possibly. I don't know. I wasn't there, innit?
I'm just
looking from outside in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I've just got my own opinion on it, you feel me? But that Tammy one was a bit mad to me, man.
Because they're your boys. Like,
yeah, they're
the my Tammy guys, and tomorrow you go on holiday with them. So you've got a close relationship with them kind of thing. So I know it must be personal. Like, you know, obviously, you get what I'm saying.
I know a bit more, but like, I'll give it to the world. Like, you get me? You get me? But it was crazy, man. Them two were really good for Kyrie and that. But that whole batch, they were really good, man. They were really good. And I say they earned it. They earned getting into that first team. Bit of luck, though. But they earned it.
With the ban.
Huh?
What? When you say luck, do you mean
with the ban? Like, with the ban, they had to play the young G's.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm actually happy that it happened for them. You know what I'm saying? Because it's kickstart a lot of their things, you get me, and they've flourished. They've taken their chances and they've flourished, man. Just wish that ban happened on our age.
Yeah, man. Bearman would have got debuts.
Our era was too cold, man.
Yeah.
But you get me, man. Nevertheless, man. Yeah, timing, football changes. That's what it is.
It's mad because speaking of Tammy and Tomori, like, I wanted to speak about, like, their opportunities for England because.
Go for it. Well,
finish the question, Jay.
What's the word I'm looking for? They just help me.
I think it's politics, isn't it?
Strange. It's strange because Tomori, for me, one of the best centre backs in Europe, gone to Italy, rebranded himself. He's now a top centre back, bona fide, you know, top centre back, and he's not getting opportunities for England. Like, what is it? Is it because he's in Italy? He's being overlooked, or
fam? Like, at first I wanted to say, like, yeah, maybe because he's out of England, innit? But it's not like he's out of England and he's playing for Torino or someone worse than Torino. Well, he's playing for AC Milan, you know? Like, that's no joke, fam.
They won Scudetto, they won the league of a year, Champions League semi-final.
You know what I'm saying? And even if they hadn't done that, bro, the team, the history itself, it talks for itself, you know what I'm saying? So The Fikayo's one was, bro, that one was, it was strange to me, man. Like, it was really strange because, especially that year they won the Segedeto, he was doing a lot better than certain man back home here.
Yeah, innit? Like, we'll say Maguire. Like, he's, again, obviously, I like him.
I didn't say
anything. No.
I didn't say anything.
No, I like Maguire. Like, I've rated him at Leicester and stuff, but we have to call a spade. Mm. If you're looking at performance levels, Tomori's been better than him. That's just a fact. That's
yeah,
my
like stats and that. Yeah, again, yeah. If you're looking at stats as well, like just happened. You feel me? Mm. But boy, that England thing, fam. I don't know what to say, man. Obviously, it's easy for me to say to him. Sometimes I joke to him like, bro, man, I told you about the Nige thing, fam. Man, come Nige, fam. Get me my live life and that. Good. Nice things up and coming, like come true. It's easy for me to say that to him, innit? You get me? I wasn't in his position where he could possibly get an England debut. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just talking from my experiences. Now you get me. So I don't know, man. Everyone's got their own opinions on it. You know what I'm saying? But
because what I think he's got one cap. Is it one cap?
One cap, bro.
So do you think it's almost like, you know what, let's give him a cap, a token cap, so he cannot play for Nigeria? Because you hear things like that in football.
I don't know how true that is. Mm. I don't know what the thinking behind it is, but obviously that's what it looks like, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. He's got his one cap and that was time ago. What was it? I don't know, 2020?
Yeah, 3 years ago. Yeah.
2020? Mad. Time ago, fam. And he's been, and since his debut, he's been on camps, you know, just not played. So it's like, you know what I mean? And it's a shame, man, because, get me, man, these are years that obviously he's wasting, but what can we do? What can he do, innit?
So even talking about internationals, nah, we might as well move on to Nige, innit? Obviously, you're enjoying the good life.
Yeah,
so what made you make the decision to change from England to Nige? Because I know the younger years, like under 16s, 15s to under 20s, you were playing for England.
Yeah, I was banging it still, man. It was good, man. Getting in every camp and that. But then I think it got to the time where I started like training a lot more with the first team at Chelsea. So you get me, I'll be travelling with them, but not really playing. And then I wouldn't really play my age, the 21s at the time, I wouldn't play. So I wasn't really playing. And England look at that, innit? And I thought, fam, my track record should actually... Come on, man. The South FA, they know, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean, bro? Man's been doing this from under 16s to 20s. You know what I'm on, like. Mm-hmm. I thought that could bust me, innit? Well, clearly not. And so I hadn't paid for, like, the England youth setup for, like, 2 years. You know what I'm saying? And I remember the last year was actually my year in the England under 21s, innit? Weren't getting a sniff, bro. So I remember end of that season, I just, Nigeria were knocking, innit?
Yeah, calling dad.
And the agent, bro.
Yeah.
Unless, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And already Alex had been playing for them, I think like a year or two. Mm. So I was just like, fam. And Alex is my boy, innit? We grew up together, and when I moved to Essex, we grew up together properly, innit? So I just thought, fam, Alex seems like he's patterned. He's already telling me his pattern, like it's fun. You get me? I'm in the Chelsea team with Obi Mikel and that. Obi Mikel's telling me, come.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
Victor Moses is like, yo, if you want to come, like, come. My bear manager saying, come, you get me? So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go, innit? Went there. I remember they had a camp in England, didn't it? A couple of games against, I think it was like Poland and that, in Barnet. Called me to train and that. Went to train and it was, bro, I had the time of my life, bro. Mm. I had the time of my life, man. Like, it was such a different energy, innit? So by the end of that camp, I was just like, yeah, man, I'm on it. Got my passport, sent the letter to the FA.
Well, that green. Green thing.
Green, solid green, bro. Solid. You can't miss it. And like, yeah, man, done that. That's all it was. Obviously, they try to fight back, though. I give it to England, man. They try to fight back. Are you sure you want to do it? They sent someone. What's his name? Chris Sutting. They sent someone to the training ground at Chelsea.
Hey, Chris, come on, man.
Nah. It was a white guy. Can't remember his name, though. But anyway, he come. try to convince man and I was listen, with all due respect, like
decisions made.
Yeah, my mind's made up, innit? And he took it well, man, wished me well, and then that was it.
So how would you sort of describe Nige, innit? Because I know obviously recently we missed out on the World Cup.
Yeah.
There's been AFCON, and I said it to Alex as well. When you look at the team, man, the talent, bro, the talent roster is crazy. Like, we should be doing better. So why don't you think it's clicking?
It will click. So, like, let's not put it out there like it's not going to click. It will click. You get me? It's just when. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, we've got amazing talent, amazing players. But I don't think it's the players, bro. You know what I mean? I think it's just, like Alex said it, man. There's other factors to it. You get me? Like pitches and that. They've tried, innit? Can't lie. From when I've joined till now, they've tried, man. You get me? There's some pitches in Nige that we play on and it's, you know what I mean? But then, like, the majority is just, you know what I'm saying? And for us players, like most of us, we all play in Europe, innit? You know what I'm saying? We use the carpets and you get me?
Yeah, yeah. That pristine thing.
You know what I'm saying? We use the carpets and that. So sometimes that can be difficult, but like, nevertheless, like everyone always gives 100%, you know, even when the thing's bubbling. And sometimes we still jug on it, you know? Yeah. Because it's just like, bruv, it's what we have in it. Let's jug, man. And we actually try to jug and we do sometimes, you get me? But sometimes pitch can play factors in it, man.
So what needs to happen for it to click?
Bruh, I'm not going to lie. People think I'm trying to shit in it. Bro, you give us, give Nigeria, not even us, man, give the country 10 good pitches. Yeah? Well looked after. You get me? I promise you, fam. I think that's all that it is. 2019 AFCON. Where was he? Egypt. Pitches are like carpets, bro. Balled out, man. If you go look at highlights, bro, we played football. The last AFCON, Cameroon. Pitches at carpets. Jugging. We was playing football, you know? Cause like, you know what I'm saying? The pitch is just patterned. Like people say, oh, it's managers and this and that is man. Bro, it's not managers, man. It's not what's happening behind the scenes, man. Like we couldn't care less, bro. You know what I'm saying? We just want to play well for Nigeria. Wanna play well for ourselves, our families, you get me? Bro. I think that's the number one thing, you know. You get us patterned pitches, bro.
Okay, so it's just pitches. Because for me, some people say like accommodation, infrastructure. You hear about playing, travel,
lack of training kit.
Yeah, like, kit. You're having to go to like a night town in the country to get kit because
I ain't experienced that. Maybe one time, but that wasn't because of what the kit got. It didn't arrive, innit. The kid didn't arrive, so we had to go to a night town somewhere, innit? So that wasn't, you get me? I've only had positives in Nigeria, you know? Yeah. Obviously, there's a couple of times there's been some things where it's questionable, innit?
Like anywhere? Like, that happens everywhere, bro.
You know what I'm saying? What I mean? So. You know what I'm saying? But those are off the stuff, off the pitch stuff, innit? Like, off the pitch stuff, I feel like, fam, that it can be patterned. You know what I'm saying?
And I think that's just you. So you just take everything in the stride. You don't even look. You
get me, man. Okay, we're in a beat up hotel. Okay, we're in a beat up hotel. We're not going to be here forever. That's how I see it. You get me?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie. Recently, as of recent, maybe the past 3 years, Nigeria have been patterned, you know? From the flight from England there, get me. You get me? When we get to Niger, that hotel is sweet, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's calm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm easily pleased. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I haven't really had anything to moan about. You get me?
So, where do you man go to chop the suya?
I think that's I can't be disclosed, you know. Before the manager knows it, he's suya and I know it's suya. Don't worry, no, we've got our runners. We've got our runners, man. Quick one.
When you go back to Nige, there's a place, like the University of Suya in Lagos, that we chop.
University? Well, you don't just get it from the side or the road?
Yeah, like it's called, the shop.
Oh, that's what it's called?
Yeah, University. It's not actually a university. Yeah, man.
Oh, we got a thing quick. Anyone that's on the store, fam, You know what I'm saying? The little store things on the side. The
proper thing, authentic.
You know what I'm saying?
With the onion and the seasoning.
Oh,
the full flavor.
God. Yo. Unreal, man. That, when we're in Abuja, we have Kilishi. You know what Kilishi is?
Yeah. Abuja
is the dry one.
You see the Kilishi in Abuja? What? Damn, man. It's been a minute, but yeah, man, it's good.
So in terms of like AFCON, obviously Nigel have qualified now, thankfully, I think in the last round of fixtures. Yeah. So like, what's your view towards that? Because obviously you want to be in the squad, isn't
it? Yeah, I can't lie, fam. We have to win it, fam. 2019 came third. Obviously, the last one was a big upset. We should have done a thing because we was all charged, bro. You see our group stages?
Yeah.
9 points, slapped everyone. Egypt got the works. You know what I'm saying? Egypt got the works, bro. Everyone thought, "Fuck, Egypt's gonna be half a Nige, bro." We're a big nation as well, you know.
Yeah.
Gave it to them quickly, man. Mm. They didn't know Wagwan, but obviously it was a big upset. So this upcoming one, I can't lie, man. We need to do something. At least get to the final, man. And I think we can.
Because you got probably one of the hottest strikers in the world right now, Victor. So chat to us about him. How is he like? Because he's being linked. Yeah. Chelsea, Man United,
Bayern,
150 M's.
Nah, he's a good guy, man. That's all I can say on him. He's a good guy, man. Like, he's one of them guys. Like, he knows he's hot and that.
Yeah.
But around us, he's just normal, man. You know what I'm saying? He's never gonna be big time or anything. You know what I'm saying? And He's waited for his time, you know.
Yes.
Even in the national team, he's waited, man. Mm-hmm. He's had to do the second, not even second fiddle, fam, third fiddle, a couple of times for a few years, man. You know what I mean? 2019, AFCON, he only played twice. You know what I'm saying? The last one as well. Who was striker the last one? Was it him? I think it was him. But yeah, he's had to wait, innit? And I think everything that's coming to him, he deserves it, man. Seriously.
And where do you like put him in terms of like the top strikers? Do you think he's up there with like the Harry Kanes, the Haalands? Is he in that top bracket?
He's on his way. Because you know what I'm saying? These man, Harry Kane and them man, they're banging 20 goals constantly every season.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's on his way, man. Mm. You get me? And I think he can do it. Mm. Let's be honest. I think he can do it if he keeps his head the way it is. He can, man. And for the African, I want to say African, I won't say Nigerian. Mm. I think African, because we're winning as a continent. You get me?
Yeah.
It's all of us, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's good, man. It's good.
Because even Morocco in the sort of World Cup.
You know what I'm saying? I was buzzing for Morocco.
Yeah.
Even though sometimes they may think they're not Africans, they're Africans, man. Mm. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, bro?
The coach made it clear. It was like, first of all, we're African.
Yeah, so, you see that statement, innit?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I liked
when
I saw that.
I liked that. That was real.
Because I've come across a couple of them and they think they're, I don't know. You get me? In my life, I've come across a couple of them, innit? Mm. They might think they're different. Bro, yeah. We're all Africans, man. And I was happy to see Morocco do so well. It was so good to see, bro. An African team, you know?
Yeah, bro. Making history, man.
It's history, bro. Sick. So it was good.
So, like, in terms of,
So in terms of, like, life outside of football,
yeah,
what does Ola like getting up to?
That's the truth.
This turning that you're doing this.
Yeah. He's got his bro in the background.
Nah. You see me? Nah, I like good lives, man. Good vibes.
Yeah.
I love to enjoy myself. Mm. I like to do things that make me happy and people around me happy, first and foremost, innit? But yeah, man, I've got loads of interest, man. I like to draw and paint sometimes. You get me? When the feeling comes, I like that. That the most, actually. Because I got that from my mum and my brother. My brother used to draw bears, you know, you remember?
Michael.
He used to draw bears, you know.
St. Thomas the Apostle, that art class. Yeah.
He used to draw bears.
St. Thomas the Apostle.
So, yeah, I like to do that. I like to spend time with my brothers a lot as well. I love spending time with my brothers as much as I can. Just I'm a normal guy, man. Just normal things, man. I love going to cinema. Cinema's my thing. Love going to cinema. Get me, man. It's just you know what I mean? Just living life to the fullest, man. You don't know when it's gonna go. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. So yeah.
I think I asked a few guests, like, so outside of football, how do you, like, protect your wealth? Because, again, football, yeah, it affords you, like, a brilliant lifestyle. Mm-hmm. We have to be real. So
yeah,
do you do things to protect yourself?
Yeah, of course. What do you mean, like...
Like, invest.
Yeah, of course, I'm on the property thing, man.
Mm.
For me right now, I really like the property thing because there's a lot of aspects to it, innit? And I like it, man. Interior as well. I like interior
because you're artsy, innit? Like, bro, you like, yeah,
the interior thing. People some say it's like feminine and that, but bro, I love the interior thing. Like my mum's crib now that she's in, the interior there, like I was hands on a bit with that, you know what I'm saying, a little bit anyway, because the woman that took over it, she had a good idea, innit?
Yeah, so you said, you know what I mean, say,
like, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. But you know what I mean, it's I like interior, so the whole investing in property thing, that's what I like doing right now. But I know after ball, maybe even sooner, there's a couple other like ventures that I wanna go into. You get me, with like dogs and that. I like animals. But I like dogs. I'm not say animals. I like dogs in it. So, you know what I'm saying? Might dab into that. Somehow. And a few other things with some of my friends, innit? A few ideas, even with Jordan, a few ideas. So yeah, man, it's looking hopeful. Fingers crossed, everything is okay.
Oh, definitely. And speaking of winning, obviously we said Nigeria is winning at the minute, and also the music is winning at the minute. So
booming, bro.
We got Asake,
yeah,
shutting down, bro, everywhere he goes.
Booming.
We got Burna Boy, we got Rema, we got Wiz.
Wiz will stay there. He's there, even if he doesn't release for the next, he's there, bro.
So who's your goal out of all of that? Who's
for me? Is Burna. I have to be real.
Put it there.
Put it there.
Nah, for me, right now, you see Burna Boy, I've always enjoyed Burna Boy, innit? You get me? And he's just hit another level, man. Like, he's dropping some things. I'm just like, oof, Burna.
Bro, I went to his thing at the London Stadium.
Yeah, I wanted to go so bad, man.
Packed.
Yeah?
Sell out, bro. Mad. So basically, it was mad, yeah, because we were at the last entrance where you can get a clear view. So we
turned straight on.
Yeah, so because I was standing. So we turned round and we saw Stormzy and Dave.
Yeah.
Just standing. So we're like, they're going to perform. And then we turned around like 10 minutes later, they were gone.
They were gone.
On stage.
On stage.
Shut down the whole thing. Mad.
Sick, man. Mad. I was seeing Snapchat videos.
80K, that, bro.
Like, it's mad. It started off weak, though. Like, people were like, hey, Burna, you can't sell out a stadium.
Like, people are waiting for the main event.
Remember, Beyonce was on that day as well, bro.
Oh, is it?
Beyonce was on.
Is it?
I think that was the FA Cup final as well.
Swear.
Yeah, bro. So he done his thing, man.
I done all right, man. No, because by the end of them Snapchats that I was seeing, yeah, the thing was packed. It was packed. So either way, you sold out, Sha. You get me?
Yeah, sold out.
You turn up, you didn't turn up. You bought the ticket.
Sold out.
Yeah, nah, but for me, Burna Boy, I enjoy his music a lot. I like Asake.
So what do you think like about Asake, his rise? Because he's like...
Who, Burna Boy?
No, Asake.
Asake, yeah, yeah, just bro. Come from nowhere.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, basically. Yeah.
Come from nowhere. I think he's good, man. He's got his own sort of sound.
Yeah.
It was like that choir sound in the back.
Yeah.
I like it,
that
man.
Spiritual.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I like it, man. And you can tell when it's an Asake tune, innit?
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. Yeah. So I think that's good. I also think Rema's good. Mm. I like Rema. He's done his thing. Who else, man? I don't know. There's a couple other artists. They haven't obviously blown on that, but...
Buju as well. I like Buju.
Yeah, Buju's always been good. I like Buju. What's his name?
Fireboy. Right? I like Fireboy.
Ruga's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, so... Yeah, man. We're doing our thing. Nigeria's doing our thing. We're doing our thing.
And now the football team. So you got the music, the football.
We just need to level it now. You know what I'm saying, man? Yeah. Just need to level it, man. We can do it. That's what's frustrating, man. We can actually do it. And the nation knows we can do it, bro. That's why they're always cussing us, man. Always cussing us because they know we can. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But slowly but surely it will happen, man. Slowly and surely it will happen.
God willing, bro.
Yeah, man.
And in terms of like, if you're going on date night with the missus,
I ain't got missus no more, man.
Okay, I didn't want to say that. Where did you turn up?
So, ladies, if you're listening,
Nah, I'm not available. I'm not available.
You're unavailable like Davido, eh?
Yes. Exactly. So, I'm not available, man. Leave me alone.
Why are you getting those DMs?
Ooh, not even, you know.
Serious?
Yeah, not even, man. Not even. What do you mean? Yeah. I don't get the DMs, man.
Oh, you don't see them?
Yeah, that's it.
I don't get them.
Yeah.
I don't get them, man. You see me, I'm a person like, bro, if you see me, you see me. Mm-hmm. You know them ones? If you see me out, you see me out. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't, I'm not going to be catting for that. Like, yo, come check, man. Check me. I'm not going to be like that, man. You get me? So,
obviously, let's say if you met a new spice.
Yeah.
And it's date night.
Yeah.
Going to Mayfair. Bagatelle. What are you rocking? What's the drip?
Well, I've got a weird thing, you know. My thing's weird, man. I can do the flares, and I could do that. But me, I'm just more like clean, innit?
Mm.
Not too in your face, like sort of thing. So like, if I was gonna get a designer and that, something designer, like it wouldn't be like bang, 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 like. Yeah, you know it's LV from fucking 10 miles away.
I'm
not like that. You get me?
Have you seen this new brand that everyone's rocking? Rude.
Rude. I got a couple of Rude pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Got a couple of them. I like their trousers. Not their jeans. They've got some trousers.
Okay.
And I'm a trouser guy, innit? Mm-hmm. I like trousers, man. Nice pair of chinos as well. Mm. Not skinny chinos, but like. You would have to see, man. Check the gram, innit? Check the gram, man. You have to see. Check the gram. You'll see, innit? Like, I'm just... You get me? I know how to put stuff together.
Because you're artsy, innit? You draw. Yeah, that's your thing. Your mind puts things together.
You get me? I know how to put things together, man. Some man just throw it on because it's worth a lot.
Yeah.
Look at them, man.
So with your mind, obviously you don't judge people, but you're able to like say, oh, you know what, he's got something.
Yeah, of course, man. Obviously everyone has their own taste, innit? That's why you can't say, oh, that's dead or that's dead. Bro, that person likes it, you feel me? But when you, like, I know, I even see a few people, some of my boys as well, bro, they can dress well, you know.
Mm.
Even better than I would, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes they put something on, I'm thinking, raw. That's nice. I would wear that. I would rock it the exact same way. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe tweak a few things, but more or less the same. So, yeah, I could definitely see when someone's into that. You know what I mean?
No, hola, man. It's been an absolute pleasure, bro. This has been 4 years in the making, I would say.
Delivered, man. Yeah.
I hope so, you know. Yeah,
Like, it's the first time I'm meeting you, but it's like I've known you for 20 years. it's been mad. We've got a closing tradition on this podcast where we ask our guests that's experienced the TBG treatment to recommend a potential guest in football to come onto this platform. So if you had to think of someone off the back of your head, who would it be?
I'd only have to go with my boys, you know. Ballers, yeah?
Ballers.
Oh, yeah, obviously. The beautiful game. It would have to be either like Fikayo, Tomori, or Tammy Abraham. One of them two. I think you could get a good, probably even at the same time.
Jeez, that would be...
Because their story, they've come up together, same age group, same age, you know what I'm saying? They've literally done nearly everything together, so that would be them two.
Okay, so what is this, something you can potentially help with? Because man, come on the pod, and you know what's funny, like people think, because I know at the end of Alex's pod he recommended you, but obviously we're already in deep negotiation, just waiting for the signature,
so that Alex doesn't get credit for this one, you know.
So obviously like Fikayo and is that one you can potentially like put a word in?
You know, I could obviously put a word in, but it's obviously their schedule.
Of course.
Both of them are in Italy. Mm. You know what I mean? It's probably maybe for next summer, innit?
Yeah.
For next summer. Oh, maybe you can even fly out there. I don't know.
Yeah, we're open to that. We'll do that.
Bro, even fly out there, bro. Man. You know what I'm saying? It'll be nice. That'll be different for the pod. So, yeah. I'll put a word in.
I love my bro.
No worries, man. Thank you lot, man.
No, love. Thank We're going to leave it there. That's another episode of the Beautiful Game podcast. Until next time, over and out. Peace.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.